Welcome to the hashtag exclusive content, hashtag content for the Rogue Report. This week, it's the guest team again. I'm sure you're all enjoying these. I know I do.
Certainly with the enthusiasm that's coming out of your voice right now.
I think that's half the problem. We always introduce them like this.
I'm phoning it in. Been the Christmas wind down.
I want to get like a bookend so you can miss the Christmas period.
Yeah.
Like Sergio
Aguero. I don't know if I can do the last idea before Christmas. Actually, it's a serious thing. But anyway, next week we'll have a prize to give away and everything, a lovely calendar. But this week it's just for a bit of crack and that.
It's a Sunderland-related calendar. Or is it like
cats or something? It is a Sunderland-related calendar. And this week, obviously with Watford, I've actually picked Watford away, haven't I? Not at home. Well, that's a bit of a shame. Never mind, we'll still do it. Watford away.
You've committed to it now, haven't you?
Which was on Saturday the 7th of February. 2004 at Vicarage Road, and it was Watford 2 Sunderland 2. Remember that one?
A league game.
It was a league game, so I'd like you to guess the 11.
So that was the year we got the playoffs, right?
It was.
So Jason McAteer would have been in the team.
He was.
Should we start right
Pooming goal,
correct,
right. Okay. Gary Breen?
No.
Caldwell?
No.
Bjorklund,
correct.
Wow.
He was in the one we did last time. All that's right. Why he's in my head.
Is Julio left back?
No, he wasn't
was
involved.
He
no, he was involved, he was, yes.
Midfield,
sorry,
yeah.
Playing midfield.
Right, okay, so George McCartney left back?
George McCartney,
McCann
correct.
Still here then?
No, he wasn't, he'd gone.
Was Stephen Wright the right back?
Stephen Wright was the right back.
Oh, so he's missing a centre half then. And it wasn't Caldwell, did you say?
Wasn't Caldwell.
What was that Scottish guy called? Collins?
Nah, famous for the way he arrived at the club in which we were, it was built up that would sound.
Oh, Phil Babb.
Correct.
Yeah. God, that's a horrendous back four, isn't it? Yeah. So midfield we have Arthur.
It doesn't get much worse in midfield.
We have Arthur
so much
on the
better
left,
even.
And who else did we McAteer have been centre midfield?
McAteer.
Piper?
Well, it doesn't look like he was.
Right on the right.
It looked like we played five across the middle and one up front.
Was Piper on the wing?
No, Piper was injured.
Thornton then?
No.
Lawrence?
No.
Carl Robinson?
No.
Jeff Whitley?
Jeff Whitley was in there.
Yes. So Whitley, McAtee, Argus, so another two midfielders.
From what I'm looking at, it was a striker playing from the right-hand side.
Stewart?
Well, how do you know it wasn't just
Proctor?
A
oh, no, he'd been gone by then.
Well gone.
playing against his former club.
Tommy Smith.
Yeah.
Hero of the cup final run. How could we forget?
He played on the left sometimes and sometimes up front, didn't he?
The other centre midfielder, I would have thought like he'd be gone by now, but he hadn't. Local lad.
Paul Thirlwell.
And Kyle up front.
Kevin Kyle up front, correct.
God, what a...
That team finished third.
It's credit to Mick McCarthy that he got that team.
None of the scorers started the game. Ooh. The substitutes, can he get the subs?
So Stewart wasn't, was he on the bench?
Stewart was on the bench, he came on and scored.
Byfield?
Darren Byfield
scored
in his debut.
Wow.
Was Myra the sub keeper?
No. It was the old on the bench. You know.
What?
Like see old videos and that. The Blueies. Ben Anik.
He didn't like them, he was in them.
Yeah. He loved
them. He loved them, mate. He loved them.
He's an enthusiast.
You can't,
movie star.
You can't knock his passion, can you?
You can't. You really can't.
Passion all over the place. Yeah.
It's probably met her in passion.
It's a bit of a niche joke, isn't it? If the people who are listening are not from the area, you think of what's he talking about there.
The other substitutes.
Or some of the people who have maybe exiled, maybe if you say what was formerly known as Pizarro's, they might have more of an idea.
Two more subs to get, can you get them?
What positions are they?
Well, anywhere, in one person's case.
Williams?
Darren Williams.
Was he still there then?
Yeah, I know. And the other one was the person who was still there forever, and it was like, how's he still at the club? I think this is his fifth year at the football club.
Fifth
year.
This is a weird era, this.
Yeah, it was.
Aye.
It's going to be like next season in 10 years' time when we do this. Go back. He was still there.
I don't feel like I want to.
Wide midfielder.
midfielder. It wasn't like Thornton.
Oh, Oster.
John Oster.
Oh, of course.
5 years he'd been at the club since 1999.
He played all right that season, actually.
He hit the bar in the cup semi-final, didn't he? Like the first minute. Mm-hmm.
I did all right. Yeah.
I remember seeing him in a nightclub once in Sunderland, had a bit chat with him.
Did you?
He was slagging off. I think it was it Lynch who we got from Manu?
Oh,
he was
the worst
good.
Player he's ever seen.
Moyes
like
should
that.
Bring him in, play him in midfield.
Yeah. Reinvent him. He was pretty terrible, him, to be fair. John Oss had a point.
Nice bloke he was, unlike Sean Thornton.
There was a Tommy Smith playing in defence for Watford. They must harvest Tommy Smith. They must have an academy. Hyde Helgeson, it would link with us every two minutes. Paul Devlin, remember him?
Yeah.
Gavin Mahn, is he playing? Probably still playing. Sean Dyche on the bench, starting central defence.
Lovely stuff.
On the bench, Alec Chamberlain.
He was around a long time, because I remember when I was a kid in the 80s and I used to watch those Race for the Championship videos, and he was always Luton's star keeper then, so he was around a long time.
Bruce Dyer, one season from being a Premier League champion, I think he left this last season, start of last season, I think. So there you go. What was significant about that one, I think, the Darren Byfield story is that we signed him and he got on the bus to the game at the services and then was on the bench and scored with
his
first touch.
Swap for Proctor, wasn't he?
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he married to Jamelia?
Jamelia,
he was.
Love rat.
Stephen's got some inside information on there.
I was very public, that, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was. quite public. It's agent ruined his career, essentially. Darren Byfield managed to negotiate him a move to Gillingham instead of Sunderland. So, well done.
I think he went back on a gentleman's agreement for terms or something. And then
he claimed,
even when he went back, says, "Oh no, okay, I'll stick with McCarthy." Was that?
Yeah, I think Byfield wanted to stay, and the agent ruined his career.
Well, doesn't that sound familiar? Then some things haven't changed.
Didn't Tommy Smith go back to Watford after this season?
Yeah, he was only there for like 1 year.
Or did he go to Derby? Was it Derby County?
I think he went free, didn't he?
Yeah, he was out of contract and he went on a free, and Byfield went on a free. I wonder who replaced him with the following season. I can't remember. Either way, we got promoted.
Oh,
and Stephen
Elliott?
Oh, yeah, Stephen Elliott, God, we're rubbish.
And who had a really good interview on Roker Report,
We should promote. You can buy tickets to our live podcast on viawisemensay.co.uk. The 23rd of January, a port of call, £5 a ticket. Julio Arga, the main man, the guest, featured in this game. Another reason why I picked it.
Frankie's going to do a solo turn.
Yep.
He's going to go future heads and do the whole a cappella.
I've got this new little pocket synth. I was just going to play that and then
is that what you call it?
dog noises.
Anyway, I'm on that bombshell.
We're wrapping that up. Listen to the show after we beat Chelsea on Thursday. We'll be back into the lights, so listen along and we'll see if we're going to milk out that Proctor Byfield story once
and
again.
We'll be back to the hashtag exclusive content next week, where they'll be able to win a calendar. Thanks for listening.